Welcome back. It's another episode of Afternoon Delight.
Pew.
It's Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor, Skyrockets in Flight, and all that good stuff.
We need to get like some sort of sounder I can hit, like a little button that does the actual
pew. The actual sound. We may work on that. We'll look on that. If you got any ideas, let us know in the comments. Ben, breaking news. Filip Jovich which is the least the most surprising person to enter the portal, has announced his intentions to enter the portal. I want to say, though, the graphic
said plans on entering.
It does not say has entered. Now, with that being said, there is a time period, you know, where it takes a minute before you to actually show up into the portal. So is that what that means? Or what I think it means, this is what I would call a fishing expedition by an agent. But yeah, that would be a big blow. Let's talk about it, man.
Well, the rumor being that I guess the agent and he want $2 million.
And I don't even know if it's he so much as it is
the agent.
The agent. And,
you know, for a role player that's probably going to come off the bench, he may start next year, I don't know. But right now he's a role player coming off the bench, just learning the game. That's a hefty tag to try to ask for, man. That's you going in a starting position within your company, and after the first year, you're wanting that CEO spot. And they're just not – and maybe that's why it says plans, because maybe that agent reached out to, you know, Auburn's got a new general manager. Maybe the general manager said, that's not the going market for him right now. Like, we're not going down that road. So, no. And the agent, we'll plan on going the portal then. Okay.
Okay. If that's the number you want, good luck kind of thing.
Because that's the thing is, everybody keeps looking at this as, you know, as he's asking Auburn. He's asking everybody. Because if that's the number, if that is the number, that means that number is being floated to other schools. And I think he may be shocked at how many, you know, give him a yes. And if that's the case, Kyle, man, I hate that, because that sounds like an agent taking advantage of a kid, especially. And I'd venture to say they even talked about this during the NIT the other night. He's just now getting comfortable with English. And if he's taking advantage of a foreign player who is limited on his English, and he's got this kid bought in that he's worth $2 million. Okay,
first of all, we have to stop calling him a kid. He's like 23 years old.
Yeah, he's 23 years old.
He's pretty old.
If he goes to reaching out. Yeah, exactly. Downtown cookies, like the expensive ones. So if that agent's doing that and got him convinced, I think you may be shocked. And Here's the thing that sucks about it is if he goes, number one, they built some chemistry. Thought he and Sway had some chemistry down low. I thought that they were playing well with one another. And, you know, probably acting as like two fours instead of being more like a 4-5 type deal, and which turned out to be a pretty good rotation during the NIT when they had both of them in there at the same time. So you got that going. He's gotten better. I mean, we talked about it. From the first of the year, he looked like a deer in headlights. And he looked rather comfortable towards the end of the year. So that's only going to get easier for him. And if this is a money grab, Auburn's got to focus on Auburn, not on him. So if he's in the portal, they're going to start looking. He may very well easily be replaced and play in at Savannah State for all we know before it's all said and done.
Yeah, look, I don't know where this idea, everybody is talking about how the values here are just about to be like everything's going to be crazy expensive. And I wonder where that messaging comes. That has to come from agents, right? Like,
it's got to.
They're inflating this. They're just inflating this idea that, you know, I saw this Wisconsin guy went into the portal and he's talking about will command $4 million. I'm just like, I just don't know that that's going to be the case. Like, do you think it's legitimate? Okay. Like, do you think they've like legitimately found interest out there or put out feelers enough to justify going into the portal that $2 million is out there? Or do you, I personally think it's fishing.
I think it's fishing.
You use the portal. Agents use the portal as leverage. If you don't give us this, we're going into the portal kind of thing.
Yeah.
And without really having a good plan or a good idea of what's out there or where to go, because it seems like I guess I don't understand what's happened this time versus last time that all of a sudden, like, dudes are going to get $4 to $5 million in the portal. Like, I'm just not, especially guys like, you know, Jovich, $2 million is, I mean, that's what Tahad and Hall were making,
yeah,
roughly that last year. So, like,
yeah, that's your starter. That's your one or two guy that's going to play at least 30 minutes a game. And Jovich is not doing that. And
now he may next year. He may. But can you pay $2 million on a projection? Can you pay $2 million on a he may?
Well, I call it $2 million on a project, because I still think he's getting better. I still think he's getting used to the American game. So
yeah.
I mean, you got to. I don't think he's going to regress, but I will say, now that competition's over and he's not playing every day and he's not working out every day and they're not playing competition every day, then I think he's going to have to reacclimate when fall rolls around and they begin practice again. And because who knows what he's going to do in the summer. I mean, he may be going back overseas in the summer to see his family and to work out and play over there.
Well, I would imagine if he enrolls somewhere. I mean, if he stays at Auburn, I imagine he's going to be here. But if he goes somewhere else, I don't think he's like going to go spend 3 months back in Serbia. Okay. I don't necessarily see that happening.
I don't understand. You mentioned a good point just a little bit. I don't know if you even realized you did that, where you talked about the agents kind of using this as a bargaining chip, because we're blessed to be in the Southeastern Conference, and we've got a fairly decent NIL that our basketball team can afford to put forth some money. When he starts asking for $2 million for a forward that clearly it was brought up in the NIT as well, he's an inch shorter than what his measurables were when he came here.
Right.
I don't know that that's out there, and there are very few schools that probably can afford $2 million on a 6'6", 6'5" forward.
I don't think 6'5". I think he's taller than that. I think he's like 6'8".
You think?
I think they thought he was going to be 6'10", and he was about, and he's like 6'8".
So, regardless, can they? You know, is there a team out there that is willing to take a chance? Because forget Auburn. If he enters the portal again, Auburn's got to take care of Auburn. They're probably going to start looking for another four somewhere. Auburn can't.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't wait on him to make a decision.
Yeah.
So that's I hate it for him as a kid and as a player, even though you told me quit calling kid because he's 29 years old. But I hate it for him as a player, because
I think he wants to be here.
His agent may be playing chicken with his career, and he may not even realize that. And maybe that's why it says is projected to enter the portal, because maybe Steven is having that conversation with him going, look, we want you. We need you. We have a place for you. We are willing to pay you. However, if you enter the portal, all that focus goes to me finding somebody to fill your spot. So
there's something else there that I want to talk about in just a second, okay, as to why it's not. He's fully entered the portal. We'll talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout-out to buyauburn.com. You know, Golis has got the slogan, be who you say you are.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, if you're part of the Auburn family and you claim that, be who you say you are. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. We're building a Auburn-owned business network at buyauburn.com. We got a few businesses already, but we want businesses all the way across the country. If you're in Houston and you're an Auburn person and you want to let people know about your bar, your restaurant, your – doesn't matter. Insert company. If you're an insurance agent in Huntsville, if you're a real estate agent in Mobile and you're an Auburn person, you want to let other Auburn people know about you, you need to check out buyauburn.com. You can advertise your business for less than $1 a day. Show us some love there. And also got to give a shout out to aushirts.com. See, a lot of people asking me about my hat, my Boog hat.
Boog.
A lot of gear at aushirts.com. And a lot of it is going to be revolved around our shows.
Did you memes. Have a new t-shirt drop?
Yeah, we have our NIT championship shirt that just dropped, which is hilarious. So you need to go search that. It's just called the Champs Tee. I think you'll really get a kick out of that. But that's the thing. It's all show driven, funny memes. We got hoodies, we got shirts, hats, accessories, coffee mugs, all kind of stuff. So check that out. It's easy to remember, aushirts.com. We'll be back right after this. So, Ben, there's another aspect of
this. Hold on. Before you get that, another shout-out to aushirts.com. When does the scumbag shirt drop?
That's a good one. Nate is a scumbag.
Yes.
Shirt. I may make that shirt.
When we get done here?
When we get done. That one may be up for sale before we get done. Nate Oates is a scumbag. Why not? Yeah.
It fits right now. It's timely. I'm just telling you, it's timely right now.
Yeah, that one's going up. That one will be available before 7 p.m. tonight at aushirts.com. That's fantastic. There's another aspect to this contract thing, yeah. Ben, that I don't think these kids are fully grasping, is that like there's starting to become a lot more teeth.
Yeah.
In the contracts they're signing. So
didn't we see that with Chad Baker?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they recouped a fair amount of money from that.
A few hundred thousand.
Or at least planned to, anyways. Now, who knows? He may have spent it all. But, there are ramifications for going into the portal. There's penalties in your contract, especially if you sign a multi-year deal. And here's another thing. Like, you're paid, I think, either on a weekly or a bi-weekly basis a lot of times. So, if you're in the portal, you're missing some checks.
Yep.
So, that piece is going to be very interesting as well. Like, do these agents, and I put agents in quotation mark, do these guys know what the heck's going on, or do they find out? Well, they find out really quick. Maybe this was a mistake. I say all that to say I think Jovich wants to be here.
I do too.
I don't think this is his plan. I think he signed a deal with a guy, and when you do that, a lot of times you're at their mercy. And these guys don't care about anything other than leverage, and their leverage is the portal. So, unfortunately, that's one of the most extreme negative aspects of the portal and whatnot, because agents now smell blood.
Yeah.
Agents now, professional agents, and some semi-professional agents that we're going to put, may not necessarily have that degree that they need to have, or jumping in and really, really influencing kids. Like, I can think of, some stories with some Auburn players, like, we need X amount of money to get on the bus or we're not going, kind of thing. Like, there's a lot of that stuff going around, and I'm just hoping this gets cleared up pretty quick.
Yeah.
Doesn't actually go in. They come to an agreement. I have had some people even tell me that he's actually already agreed to, like, even before this actually went down, like, already agreed to terms on his deal for next year. So I don't know, man. We'll see what happens, but it kind of makes you think, do we know what we think we know about this team and, like, who could return? You felt good about – if you would have picked one person that you said you were the most confident on, I feel like it's one of two people, and Jovich was one of them.
Who's the other? Sway?
No, Kevin Overton.
Yeah,
and now that Jovich is in the portal, I don't guess anybody's off the table.
Here's – and I'm going to rant here for a little bit about these agents. These agents and these family members and this representation. Let me just call it that, because some of them, like you said, are not agents. Some of them are representatives of the player. I think the same thing over the last couple of days took place in Tuscaloosa. Alabama needs big men, and they just lost two that plan on entering the portal.
They've lost a bunch in the portal.
Yeah, and, like, they're losing guys that they illegally brought Bediako in because they didn't have enough big men. And now they've lost two more big men, and I firmly believe it's because these representatives are getting these kids and their families on the side and going, I can get you $2 million. I can get you $3 million. Like you said, the Wisconsin kid, I can get you $4 million. And they're buying it hook, line, and sinker because they think this person is in it for their best interest. And let me tell you what these representatives are in it for. They got to make money too. So they are putting themselves out there first going, okay, this kid has potential. I can float his name out there, see if I can get $3 million. I'll probably settle for two or something like that. But they're telling the family that they can get $3 million for them. And then they do the whole thing where they go back to them later and they go, look, right now we're just not getting any buyers. So we're going to take the two instead of three and we're going to go 20%. Here. And yeah. And I want my 20% up front. Like that way we're not having to worry about you sending me checks, you know, next May. I'll go ahead and get that now. And it's a praying type business. And I was worried about this when they started allowing representatives to handle it instead of, and I understand that you also don't want the kid handling it because it's dealing with contracts and it's dealing with numbers and it's dealing with signatures and all that kind of stuff that they're not used to doing. And they were afraid that 18 and 19 year old guys would be taken advantage of. But now instead of the school taking advantage of them or the NCAA taking advantage of them, these agents are taking advantage of them and there's no repercussion because if they get dropped by the agency or ever who represents them, because they're like, I don't like the way you're handling it. Fine. I'll move on. I'll go find another victim to prey on to see if I can get them money and get me paid on the side.
Yeah.
And I know that you may have an agent or representative that's listening to this pod and they're like, that's not exalt. I'm telling you, perception's reality. That's how it is being perceived. So
and those it's the are, truth more than it's not.
It is. I feel it is. And so I don't think there's a real defense.
Money is not money is not the ultimate best decision. Yeah. Like you can make more money and it be an awful decision. Like that
yes.
for a year. Like that it's not that's the thing. Like all of these decisions are made based off money. And yeah. it's just
and we've seen it in football. Where yeah. guys have said that they were going to go take more money and they end up going to school taking less money because they didn't get what they were promised.
Yeah.
And now it's trickling down and it's going to be more evident in basketball because Kyle, there just ain't as many guys on the roster. So yep. you're going to,
I still don't know that I believe these numbers. Like just think about, all right, you have 13 basketball scholarships. Okay. Yep. So, I mean, when you're talking, they're talking $4 or $5 million for some of the top players. My God, man. Like, are you going to spend $30 million on a basketball roster?
Well, and if you do, is it the right roster? Because that's what Kentucky did, and they got blown out and got the doors blown off of them before they even made the tournament.
Yeah, like Yaxel Lundeborg, like he reportedly got close to – you know, he reportedly got a large sum, but yeah. I don't think it was, you know, over $4 million.
No, I don't think so.
I
mean, your top guys are making 2.5 to 3. I mean, you may have just a superstar that, you know, is probably a lottery pick. That's probably
what does your starting five need to be?
I mean, your starting five is going to, I mean, you look at it, just take all the rest, you're looking at 2 and 2 and probably,
gosh,
let's say another 2, 1, 1. You're probably 6 to 9 million on your starting five. And, you know, you got Kentucky that talked about how they went 20 plus on their team.
Yeah.
And got nothing to show for it.
Kentucky spent more on basketball than a lot of people spent on football.
Yeah.
And that's 13 players versus
Duke did spend more on basketball than they did football
versus, you know, 100
yeah.
in football. I don't know. Auburn seems to be positioned well, according to the numbers. You know, they'll be in the 12 to 14 million range, and that's where you got to be, I think, to be, you know, competitive.
And I think that's going to be kind of the standard, though, right, Kyle? Like across the board for most top tier programs. I mean, you look in the SEC, I'm just going to go SEC.
I think there's a large tier, there's a large swath of college basketball that's going to be in that range. And then you're going to have your few elites, your Kentucky, your, you know,
your Kansas, Duke, your UNC, UConn, your Arizona probably, you know, Buffalo.
Maybe in your 20 to 25 million range, yeah. which is just crazy to think about. I mean, that's what our football team's going to cost, close to 25 to 30 million next year. And like you're talking about some basketball rosters being there.
And this could ruin some careers, and I'm talking like coaches, because you know, you look at Pope, how much ridicule he's caught, because they're like, hey, you spent $18 million and you didn't do anything for us at Kentucky. And you're sitting there going, well, it's not because of lack of spending. It's not because of lack of talent. I mean, it's not like he did that in a vacuum. He ran that by a lot of people. So I know they love to point the finger at Pope, and they love to point the finger at the X's and O's and him losing. And I know at the end of the day, the head coach has got to wear it. But Kyle, you know as well as I do, ain't nobody getting $18 million to spend without a few people helping make that decision. So that's not all on him. And you know, it's not like I'm not taking up for the guy or defending the guy, but let's say Arizona goes and spends $25 million this offseason on their roster. And if they don't make the Sweet 16 next year, that guy's job's in jeopardy.
Yep.
Because they just spent $24 million. And same thing with Michigan. Like, as good as Dusty May has been and as good as he was at FAU, and this is his second Final Four that he's been to, if he goes and spends another $25 million on basketball and they don't make it to the Sweet 16 next year, they're going to want his job. And
yeah, he's going to have to answer a lot of questions.
And I think that's honestly, I think it's unfair, because it's not like it's not their personal money. There are many people making that decision.
Yeah.
So I said that, speaking of Michigan, I said that when the quarterback, that they gave him $10 million before he ever played a snap of football. I was like, he better win some football games.
Yeah.
Because $10 million for a guy that's never stepped foot on a collegiate field.
I don't think it was a year. I think it was like that was over a couple, still over a, you know, couple of years. That's still a ton of money.
Oh, yeah. I think it was actually over 3 years. But yeah. Still, like, that was sight unseen, hasn't played against any Big Ten competition. And they went ahead and stroked a check for $10 million or guaranteed $10 million. If he stays there, guaranteed him $10 million.
It's crazy. Well, that was the first blow of portal season for Auburn, allegedly. Like, we'll see if it actually happens.
I do find – I'm with you, though. Going back to what we talked about, I find it interesting, the wording, plans.
Yeah.
I think some talks are being had throughout the day today, and we may see that either retracted or doubled down, and it'd be official. He is in the portal.
If it happens, holy cow, man. Like, if that were to happen, it feels like everyone's up for grabs. Could have a whole new team.
And I'm not – like you said, if you look –
that doesn't have to be a bad thing.
It's not that I thought he was a guarantee to come back. It's that I did not think we were in danger of losing him. Does that make sense?
No.
And now we're in danger of losing him. And I'm not hanging my season on him, because, as I said, if he does enter the portal officially, Steven and the staff, they're just going to redirect to a four somewhere else that's looking to make a move and say, you know, this guy's got 2.5 years experience as opposed to Jovich. He actually is 6'10", like he says on his bio. So we can bring him in and we'll give him $2 million instead of giving, you know, Jovich $2 million, who's unproven right now.
Yep.
And hopefully this agent's not taking advantage of him, but it sure as heck sounds like that's the case, in my opinion.
Yeah, don't need to lose him. We'll see what happens, man. It's day one. So we got 14 more days of this.
I know.
It's crazy to think that the whole season for next year pretty much rides on what happens in these next 14 days. That's wild to think about, isn't it?
Also, I will say, when it comes to the portal, because of hearing some of the names that leaked out, they plan on doing this, they plan on doing that. I honestly thought when like 7:30, 8 o'clock rolled around this morning, I kind of fell into the football trap about the portal.
Yeah.
Is I really thought that I would log on and see all these names in the portal officially this morning. And that just hasn't been the case. And I'm not talking about from Auburn. I'm talking about nationwide.
But there's some pretty good.
There's some good dudes.
There's some big names.
There's some dogs in there. There's some guys that can be some program changers if they go somewhere else.
Yeah. All right, guys. Y'all take it easy. We'll talk back again tomorrow. We out of here. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.
Bye, Auburn.